Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany Lewis with Forbes Breaking News. Joining me now is New York City Councilmember Ina Vernikov. Councilmember, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, we are here to talk about a really important issue. Squatting in New York City has garnered national attention after some have taken advantage of legal loopholes allowing them to live in homes without paying rent. You hosted a press conference last week, quote, demanding that the city and state roll back the unrestricted squatters' rights. Can you talk a little bit about the problem and your message here?
Yeah, sure. And thank you so much for highlighting this issue. It's very important. Like you said, it gains national attention because it's really happening across the five boroughs. It's happening in my district. It's happening in my colleague's district. And it's really not a new law. It's something that's been around since the 1970s, but it's been happening a lot, I believe, because of the chaos in our system. And basically what it is that you essentially can own a home. You could have invested your lifetime savings into that home, live there for say 30 years, go on vacation for over 30 days, say for a month or two, come back and lose your property rights. I think that is absolutely insane. It needs to be changed. We need to get rid of this 30-day rule that is absolutely ridiculous, and what it's doing is hurting our law-abiding citizens who work hard to buy a home.
When you hear that, the way you framed it, I mean, I did know about this law for a while because my first job out of school, I was working for an organization that was basically a Yelp for landlords. So I did know about this rule. A lot of people are hearing this for the first time, and when you phrase it like that, I mean, the word trespassing comes to mind. The word stealing comes to mind. So who does this help?
Yeah, so I think, look, just like the rest of the radical left-leaning laws that we have here in our blue city and blue state, it is meant to help those that it is actually harming. It is, you know, meant to help the homeless, but it's really harming the middle class working families. You know, at the press conference we did, we had homeowners who have been really hurt by what's happening. They have been in litigation for years, spending thousands and thousands of dollars on legal fees. They've been out of their homes. They've had to spend money on living somewhere else. And there were also multiple really, really disturbing situations in Manhattan. We have a situation where a woman came back to her mother's home. Her mother had passed away. She came back to the home to pack her belongings and was murdered, allegedly, by the squatters that have been occupying that home. We also have in Diker Heights a situation where the squatters burned down the home. So we're not talking about, you know, just the homeless folk who are unfortunate. We're talking about very bad actors. We're talking about criminals. We're talking about people who bring drugs and crime into neighborhoods.
You said earlier that this is impacting all five boroughs. How specifically is this touching your district, and what are your constituents saying?
So we have at least two homes that we know of in Manhattan Beach, which is a neighborhood in my district, where actually the neighbors are the ones that are really being impacted by this, because the property owners don't live in New York. They live in a different state. And the squatters have occupied this home. They're in one of the homes. There is an active gang that's living in the home. There are drugs, there is crime, there are sanitary issues, and there's noise issues. And the neighborhood just doesn't know what to do about it. They're ready to spend money. They're really, you know, they've been in my office multiple times, and we're trying to resolve it. But unless we have a legislative solution, I don't think that we're going to really get anywhere.
What are you telling your constituents? I mean, what legislative solution are you putting on the table?
Actually, several of us in the city council and the Common Sense Caucus, Councilmember Palladino, Councilmember Joe Borelli, and several others, are together coming up with drafting a resolution to support these very important bills that would make it easier for homeowners who are the rightful property owners to evict squatters. We need to redefine squatters as trespassers and be able to, the police needs to be able to arrest them and remove them from these homes, which is what these bills are proposing, and that is what we're supporting.
New York State Assemblyman Jake Blumenkranz introduced a bill. It's called the Property Protection Act, and it changes the threshold of squatters' rights from 30 days to 45 days. Do you think that's enough, A, and is that something you support?
So I definitely support getting rid of the 30 days. I think that is very important. I think 30 days, it is absolutely insane because a property owner can literally go on vacation for a month, come back, and lose all their property rights. What I actually think we need to do is go back to the standard adverse possession law, that is New York State law. Adverse possession, you need to be living in a property continuously for 10 years. There are other regulations, there are other requirements for you to adversely possess a property. It has to be continuous, it has to be adverse, it has to be open. It's something we actually learned in law school. But I think that is a reasonable law, that a property needs to be abandoned for a very long time and you need to have occupied that property. And I think it's also important that if you do occupy a property, in order to lawfully possess rights to that property, you can't be a criminal. You need to, you should be a law-abiding citizen, and you know that should be a requirement as well.
The press conference you spoke out last week about this very issue was bipartisan. Democratic city council members were standing behind you. So can you talk about that support that's across the aisle? Because it seems like this is an issue that transcends party lines.
It really does. Look, when it comes to your home, I don't think that party matters. And I think that the, what I call sane Democrats, everywhere across our city and state recognize that this is an awful law that's impacting every New Yorker right now. And it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, this is literally coming to your home and can literally end up in your house and impact you directly, impact your wallet, impact your safety, and it has to go.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams did comment on the issue. In a TV interview, he said this, quote, "I don't believe a person should be in someone's home and stay there without contributing to what it costs to be in that home." And he also said this, quote, "I'm going to look at the bill, but in concept, I think they're moving in the right direction." Overall, what do you think of those remarks, and has he been helpful?
Yeah, so we're actually working together with the mayor to come up with a good resolution. We're coming up with the right language to draft resolution to support the state Senate and Assembly bills. And we will definitely update the public on what that resolution is. But we're definitely working together with the mayor on this.
And have you personally talked to him? What has his sentiment been? What has he said to you, if you could share?
So I personally haven't spoken to him, but we, as the Common Sense Caucus, we met with him last week, and this was definitely a topic of discussion. And I think he's definitely on the right side of this issue, and he's, you know, he will support us in these efforts.
So what do you think is next here when it comes to this squatting issue?
Look, I think it can't stand the way it is. I think that this issue and some of these bills have gained bipartisan support in the Assembly and in the Senate. And I definitely think that, I don't know how much is going to change. I don't know if we'll get rid of the 30 days. But I think that some changes are definitely coming.
Councilmember Ina Vernikoff, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.